Blog Talk Radio.
Beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Welcome to Truth Ministry. I'm your host, Elder Michael E. Cannon. Thank God we're here just another day. I want you to know that there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, who is through all, and He's in you all, as He wrote to the church at Corinth. Thank God that you too can have the salvation of God. Amen. All you got to do is repent of your sins. Do a 180-degree turn. Be baptized like the Apostle Peter, who received the keys to the kingdom of heaven, said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He went on to say, for the promise is unto you, talking about the Jews, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And this is what He did, and He testified. He said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. So we thank God, amen. There's nothing like the Word of God, knowing that the people is grass, as the Apostle Peter preached. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of our God bloweth on it. And He said, surely the people is grass. So He said, the Word of our God shall stand forever. So we thank God that we're here just another time to declare the truth out of the Word of the Lord. Amen. Knowing that the truth shall make you free. So today, we're blessed to be here, amen, over the Blog Talk airwaves. And also, just like to thank God for all of our Blog Talk friends, our Blog Talk listeners, and also our Blog Talk friends. Also, those that are on Twitter that are listening in, welcome to Truth Ministry. Also, those that are on Facebook, we say welcome to Truth Ministry. So only the truth is going to make you free, and that is in the Word of God. As the writer said, Apostle Paul, when he wrote to Timothy, 2 Timothy 2:15, he said, study, talking to a minister, talking to a man of God, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. And here's the key. He said, rightly dividing the word of truth. So this is the truth when it's rightly divided. We thank God for that. So no one can lay a claim on that, that they're God's man and they're the only one left and they're one of the end time preachers and all of that. No such thing. But we have received a portion of the ministry. There's only one ministry, and that is the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that there are four gospel writers. They're writing about one gospel, and that is the good news of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Also, the ascension, amen, when He ascended up on high, and also when He's going to make His appearing to take the church out of here. And also, after the 7 years tribulation period, he's going to step foot on the Mount of Olives. He's going to come back, amen. Like the writer said, Enoch prophesied of these, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. He's coming back to fight, amen. So thank God, like he said in his word, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate. That means supreme ruler, king of kings, and lord of lords. So nothing like the word of God. So on today, we're endeavoring to keep talking about the mystery of the church, part five on today. Also, I don't want to forget to give the call-in number. Should you desire to call in, you have a comment, or you have a question, we'll try to the best of our ability to answer your question, but we welcome your calls. And our call-in number is 646-716-6566. That is 646-716-6566. Also like to just what we call a shout-out, just to for your information. You can listen on tomorrow evening at this same time to That's Book Ministry. That is Elder Broderick Cannon and his wife, Evangelist Doris Cannon. That is That's Book Ministry. That's Book is the name of their blog talk. That's Book. It's called That's Book. And they come on tomorrow at 6 p.m. Also, another dear friend of mine has a blog talk show, and in the person of Harriet Kamak, and her show comes on today at 8 p.m., 8 to 9 p.m., so Harriet Kamak Ministries, and I believe she also has another show on another day, but I do know she has a show on today, Harriet Kamak Ministry, Harriet Kamak, and she's an advocate for women. Right, for women, amen, against domestic violence, and also she has another show. But anyway, she's on Blog Talk Radio also today at 8 p.m., so thank God for those. So all of those, all of our followers, all of our friends, Blog Talk friends, all of our Blog Talk listeners, we thank God. Just another day that the Lord has kept us. We come this far by faith, amen. Now abideth faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is charity. So thank God we got to have faith to get by today. Amen. We walk by faith, not by sight. Thank God we need our daily bread on today. He's kept us. As the writer said in Lamentations, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions, they fail not. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank God that we know that there is a God and his name is Jesus. And everybody don't know who Jesus is, and everybody don't believe in God. Some people won't say, thank you, Jesus. They won't say, thank God. But every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess. There's going to come a time, amen, the dead in the graves shall hear the voice of the Son of God and shall come forth. They that have done good to life eternal, amen. Those that have done evil, they're going to be judged at the great white throne judgment, but everybody's going to get up. So the heavens declare the glory of God, and the earth showeth forth his handiwork. So we know we have seasons. We have winter, spring, summer, and fall. Just like everything wakes up in the spring, so it is. The people that are in the graves are going to come forth. You wonder, how could a flower, how could tree buds, how could animals survive in the frigid cold? Because of God. He fixed it like that. Animals don't freeze to death. You'd think a snake would freeze to death, all those animals in the ground, but God is a preserver of life. So we're body, soul, and spirit, and our soul is what he's redeeming, not our body. Amen. So he's going to redeem the souls of them that are asleep in Jesus. So this is why Apostle Paul was letting the people know when he wrote to the church of Thessalonica. He didn't want them to be discouraged about those that had fallen asleep, as we say, in Jesus. That is, those that are in the graves, they've fallen asleep in the Lord. So we know that when you're sleeping in Jesus, you're not dead, but you're asleep. And so that's why he wrote to them, I would not have you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, he said, even as others which have no hope. So he said, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. This is 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter and the 14th verse. 15th verse, he says, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or hinder them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And he goes on to say, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So somebody said they think it's over when you're dead. That's it. You're done. That's not it. You can't burn up a soul. You can't see a soul. Soul doesn't have a color as far as we know. We don't know what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in himself purifies himself, even as he is pure. So this is our hope. Amen. That we're going to go back with the Lord soon and very soon, as the song says. We're going to see the King. So everybody's going to leave here. We're going to, it's once appointed on the men to die, and after this, the judgment. So when we talk about man, we're talking about humans, mankind. Because in the world to come, you're going to be neuter gender, neither male nor female. It's not going to matter. So that's why, like I said, that folly about people believing they're going to get 72 virgins and all that, that's foolishness. Because in the world to come, there's not going to be marrying or given in marriage, but we shall be as angels. So you're going to be neuter gender. So you're going to be neither male nor female. And that's how God is. God is a spirit. He's an omnipresent spirit. That's why he became a man, so he can shed his blood, because the spirit don't have flesh and bone as you see me have, like Jesus said when he appeared in that form when he rose from the dead. Amen. He vanished out of their sight. They thought he was the man, a gardener on the road to Emmaus in the 24th chapter of Luke. He can never be what he is not. When he gets done being what he wants to be, he goes back to being what he always was, what he never ceased to be. He's always God. Amen. He cannot be contained. He's everywhere and every place. He can leave you, come to you, and ain't gone nowhere. Amen. Somebody said he was seen walking upon the wings of the wind. He's God. There's none else. He said, I'm God, and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. In ancient times and things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. You can't hinder God. He's God. None can stay his hand, as Daniel wrote, or say unto thee, when he was talking to the Lord, nobody can stay your hand or hinder you or say unto thee, what doest thou? He does what he will in the army of heaven. So he's God all by himself. So we thank him for his word. So that's why the writer said, thy word, O Lord, forever is settled in heaven, in the 119th Psalm. You can read about that. So today we're going to move on. We've been going through the book of Ephesians, Apostle Paul's book of the position of the believer, the church at Ephesus that he established, and he wrote to them one of his prison epistles that he wrote unto the church. And so we know this book is about unity. It's about seven us's in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. So the position of the believer, he chose us, he raised us. He set us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, our position. So got to know what the end is. So the whole thing about a child of God, that it is not over just because this life is over. People are laughing and mocking. That's okay. It matters not. There's already been a rapture. That is, Enoch was translated. that he should not see death. Didn't say the Bible, scripture would support scripture. Didn't say he didn't die. Said he was translated that he should not see death. That's the key word. He didn't see it. Amen. And even Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind. So, gone, just like he said. And then those are the last words of Jesus in the book of the Revelation when he says, surely I come quickly. My reward is with me to give to every man according as his works shall be. So nothing like the word of God, and his word is true. So he said, not one jot or one tittle I'll pass away till all be fulfilled. He can't lie. He swear by no greater. He swear by himself. That means he swear alone. It was impossible for God to lie. He can't lie. He can't fail. He's God. So we can't figure out God. We just got to believe God. We can look into some of the hidden truths in the word of the Lord. And so that's what this is. This lesson here is all about, the mystery of the church. So Christ might dwell in you by faith, like the writer says, that you may be he may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love. Here in the third chapter of Ephesians is the prayer that he was praying. Be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. What kind of statement is that? Know his love is passeth knowledge. So in other words, you're ever going to be learning about the love of God, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And that's why he says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So it's not the end here, but there is going to be a judgment. So these greedy people, they thinking that their money is God, they're going to be judged. And so thank God for that. So they despise the poor, and they look down on people, and they mock people. And if they were so generous and so wonderful, some of these multi-millionaires, some of these billionaires, I'm not saying all of them, but I'm saying some of them, if they were so generous as they should be, they would be feeding the poor, because that's going to be horrible to stand before God. Some people couldn't even get something to eat. People are almost eating mud, especially over in the continent of Africa. Some of these other, as we call, third world countries, it's a shame what they eat. They're eating slop. Some dogs over here in America eat better than some of those people. Shame on man, but you think they're ashamed? No, they're not ashamed. They think that their money is going to get them whatever they want. They're going to find out when that Antichrist come on the scene, they're going to be in a world of trouble. There ain't going to be no getting away. God is not playing. So got to have the right attitude. God's not against people having money. He's against the wrong attitude. You can be poor and have a nasty attitude. So we got to have a heart after God. So as we were last week, going through the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians, we're talking about the position of the believer. So like we say, we're trying to let you know, because people don't believe. In James 2:19, James, who is the brother of our Lord, said, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. And he goes on to say, the devils also believe and tremble. So what is he saying? They don't believe in God. They know that there is one God. They don't believe him. They don't believe what he says. But they do believe that there is one God, is the key word there in James 2:19. So this is what we're saying here in the book of Ephesians, in the fourth chapter, in the fourth verse. There is one body and one spirit. So we know the church is the body of Christ. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So it's not saying that there's two or three. God's got so many positions and so many offices, but right now, he is in the office of sonship. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. He came himself. Amen. He took on a body. That Spirit took on a body. So the position that he's in, his office that he's in right now is sonship. We already went through that when we dealt with that out of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, when he's going to sit down, put down all rule and authority, and the Son himself is going to be subject to the Father. So in other words, he's going back into his office that he was in the very first place, God, that he may be God all and in all. So the sonship was given for a purpose, and even the Jews are going to see in that day, they're going to say, those wounds in his hands and his side and all, and his feet, when did you get these? In the book of Zechariah, he's going to let them know, I was wounded in the house of my friends. Remember what he said when Judas came to get him? It's like Judas said, the writer Isaiah says, when we should see him, there should no beauty we desire. He's a man of sorrow, stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. Said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. Isaiah says the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. So remember when they came to get Jesus. So remember, he was ugly, as what we would say. Isaiah said we should see him. There should no beauty we desire. That means ugly. He said the flesh don't profit nothing. We're scared to say some things. So when they came to get him, they didn't even know who he was, how he looked. Judas the traitor, Judas the deceiver, Judas the liar, and all of that. The thief, he called him in the book of St. John when he was saying this could have been sold. That ointment that woman wiped her hairs, anointed his body against his burying with the hairs on her head, and he said this could have been sold and given to the poor. Said the writer John says he didn't say that because he cared for the poor, but that he was a thief and he had the bag. So anyway, so when they came to get Jesus, they said, he said, the one that I kissed, the same as he, hold him fast. So Judas kissed Jesus, and Jesus said one word to him, and the word was friend. I know you, you know me. So he was wounded in the house of his friend. So we can see as there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. So we went on, going to bring this right on down to where we were on last week, but every one of us is given a grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. That is, if you've been born again, just like I keep stressing, you got to be born again. You cannot just pick up somebody's mail and start reading. And that is, this is the children's bread, these epistles. You got to go back to the Acts of the Apostles and to get saved. And before you have rights, that is, you got to go repent of your sins and be water baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. And God's promise is to fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues or the language, other languages, as the Spirit gives you what to utter. Acts 2 and 4, just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Everywhere in the book of Acts you read, when they received the Holy Ghost, they spake in other tongues or other languages. Isaiah 28 and 11, he says, with stammering lips and another tongue, would he speak to this people, saying, this is the rest and this is the refreshing. Joel 2 and 28, and it shall come to pass, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, see visions, your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. I will pour out of my spirit in those days, saith God, and they shall prophesy, or, in other words, preach, as we would say. So you got to have a born-again experience. You're not going to get out of here. If you're not going to be raptured in the church. Ain't no just believe. Give the Lord your heart. Confess this prayer with me and you're saved. No, you're not. You're not saved until you're born again. The apostolic doctrine, the 12 men that the Lord chose, he gave Peter the keys. Peter preached the message on the day of Pentecost. One of the writers, Luke, who wrote the Dr. Luke, who they call the beloved physician, St. Luke, Dr. Luke, whatever name you want to address him. He also wrote the Acts of the Apostles. Acts 4 and 12, he says, neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name given among under heaven, none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He was talking about the name of Jesus. That's where what makes the virtue in the water. It's in the name of Jesus. That's why he said that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So he says, I send the province of my Father, but tell ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And so he led them as far as Bethany, lifted up his hands and blessed them, stepped on a cloud, and was received out of their sight. Pick it back up in the first chapter of Acts. That you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing? The angel said, this same Jesus which is taken up is going to come in like manner. That's talking about his second coming. When he stands foot on the Mount of Olives, it's going to split wide open. It's going to be a great a valley when he does that. When he come back with the 10,000 of his saints, when he coming back to fight, that's the second coming. But what is more important, what you got to worry about, what you should be concerned about, you don't have to worry, but you got to be born again so you can be caught out of here at his appearing. When he shall appear, we're going to appear with him also in glory. So that's what I read unto you at the beginning of the show, that you got to be born again. So when you sleep in Jesus, we call it the catching away of the church or the rapture of the church, the Lord himself, the writer says, shall descend. He's so high and lifted up, he got to humble himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth, the psalmist says. So he's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, all simultaneously. You imagine that? A shout, the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Just like that song says, when the trumpet sounds, where shall I be when the old trumpet sounds? Where shall I be when it sounds so loud? When it sounds, it goes on to say, when it sounds so loud that it wakes up the dead. Where shall I be when it sounds? So that's what the voice, that's the sound you want to hear, the voice of the trump of God, to get up out of that grave. Amen. Ain't going to be no graves opening up. He don't have to open up no grave. He's coming to redeem the souls. So the dead in the graves are going to hear his voice and going to come forth. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him to meet the Lord, with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is why Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us, is going to come back for his church. And that's what we're talking about here, that by be made known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is, you can kill my body, but you can't kill my soul. And this is what Jesus was saying. Don't fear him that can kill the body, and he can't do no more. But he said, you need to fear him that can kill the body and destroy your soul in hell. So what he's saying is, you need to fear God. And that's why the writer wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes, he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. God's going to bring everything in the judgment, every work, whether it be good or whether it be evil. So people are doing all kinds of damnable things. Like I said, a lot of stuff ain't going to fly. So they can pass whatever kind of law they want. That's immoral. But as far as God is concerned, it doesn't matter. And then the real, like I said, even concerning so-called same-sex marriage, that's foolishness. A real preacher is not going to marry nobody. He's not going to marry a man to another man. A real man of God is not going to marry a woman to another woman, because he got sense enough to know that is against the law. It's against the law of nature. It's against God. God ain't in that. As far as that, God, like I said, as far as God's concerned, if two men call themselves married, I don't care what the state says, they're not married in the sight of God. And two women, They're not married as far as God's concerned. That's folly. That's foolishness. That makes no sense. So he made woman for the man. He created the man first, took the woman out of his side. He made the woman for the man. So we might as well, and then these people are going to be, it ain't going to be no joke. Jesus talks about hell more than he did heaven. He says they're going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It ain't going to be no joke. Ain't going to be nobody with no pitchfork with a red suit on with a tail jabbing you, talking about putting more coal in the fire. Oh, it'll be enough there already. Ain't going to be no joke. People ain't going to be laughing. Ain't no party. But it's going to be horrible. Nobody in their right mind want to go to hell. Matthew 25 and 41, it was created for the devil and his angels. It wasn't even made for man. So you got to stop laughing about foolishness like that. It's no joke. You got one soul. That's why he said, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So there's no joke. Some people still won't believe God. So it's up to us to believe God. So he goes on to say, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, led captivity captive, gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He came down here to die for us. He that descended is the same that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. I like to know how far is far above. Like he said on last week, how he gave the fourfold ministry. This fourfold ministry us some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. That's only one. That's not a fivefold ministry. It's fourfold. There's no comma between pastors and teachers. Pastor is a teacher in the local church. So it's not people just, you need to, these so-called theologians, you got to understand English, understand commas and periods and conjunctions and what starts a new sentence and all. I mean, it's not that hard to understand biblical terminology. One means one. Just like there's one God, and the devil knows there's one God. He'll lie to people and have them thinking there's more than one. So where we left off on last week is we were talking about putting off the former conversation of the previously when we were talking the old man, that is the unregenerated man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. That's deceitful, that if a man leave his wife for another man, you got to be out of your mind. Or a woman leave her husband for another woman, you are crazy. For lack of a better word, you've lost it. That's not the way it's supposed to be. Like I said, years ago, people would have been shaking their head. And that community of those kinds of people, they're doomed. But you as an individual, you can come out. You ain't got to be lost. That movement, they're crazy. And that movement started many years ago. Our God destroyed that. But in San Francisco, they used to say that. Better than 30-something years ago. And their saying was gay widespread in San Francisco. So it's widespread in a lot of other places now. But that's just showing you God's word is coming to pass, like it was in the days of Lot. Said they planted, they sowed, they built. They didn't know, they knew it not until God rained down fire from heaven. So shall it be also in the coming of the Son of Man. So you got to have your priorities in the right place. Can't be so caught up in whatever that you don't believe God. It makes no sense. So you got to believe God. And so what if some did not believe? Should their unbelief make the faith of God or the faithfulness of God of non-effect? God forbid. So it's up to us as an individual to believe God. So that's foul. Deceitful love. So being renewed in the spirit of your mind. That's the same thing. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's talking about being born again, just like we said. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Man, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he can't enter in. So the third chapter of St. John, that which is born of flesh is flesh. We were born that way. Initially, the first time, our natural birth, when you're born again, that which is born of spirit is spirit. Your spirit is born again. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, pierced that heart. They were pricked in the heart on the day of Pentecost. That's what circumcises that heart. So he is a Jew, which is not one outwardly, but one inwardly. So some people want to call yourself spiritual Jews. You can call yourself whatever you want. The word of God, circumcise your heart. So we know in the body of Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, nor bond nor free, nor male nor female in Jesus Christ. We're all one in Jesus Christ. So we're a spiritual body, a spiritual house. That is the church, which is the body of Christ. All these buildings and all these mega churches and all that, that's all not necessarily God. A lot of folks ain't telling people they're coming there to be entertained. And God said, preach the gospel. God said, go in all the world and go and teach to all nations. Go therefore and teach, teaching them to observe all things. He said, whatsoever I have commanded you. So don't come and be entertained. Say what the word says. So you as an individual, you don't have to be bound by no man. He said that that's one of the end time signs. Take heed that no man deceive you. I don't care if he's the president, if he's the pope, if he's the bishop, if he's a cardinal. I don't care who he is. You got one soul, and it's up to you not to let nobody make a fool out of you and deceive you out of your soul and hustle you out of your soul. They're hustling people out of their money and all of that. You got one soul, and you got to save yourself, like Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. So just like what happened in 1978 in Ghana, over there where that Jim Jones took all those people over there and they drank the Kool-Aid. When people say that, they put that poison in there and they drank all that stuff. And I'm told that one of the sons of Jim Jones said that he loved his father. But when he started saying he was God, he knew he was off. So that's what we got to do as individuals. You got to search the scriptures, as Jesus says, for in them you think you have life. He said, and they are they which testify of me. St. John 5:39, search the scriptures. Don't let nobody make a fool out of you. I don't care who it is. Some of these people act like they're going to heaven holding on to their leader's leg. No, you're going to heaven with the church by yourself. You ain't going to be no, okay, we from here, we from this church, we from that church. We don't know what we shall be, the Bible says. Well, we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. So you got to save yourself. Former things ain't going to come to mind. You got to save yourself. You ain't going to be there protecting your leader in a certain group. Oh, yeah, we from this church. We from, no. You got to do what God says, and you want to be with him because you done what he says. So that's what we got to do as individuals, is to obey the gospel of our salvation, as the writer says, and do what he says. So this cunning craftiness, like he says, that we don't be no more children. Go back to verse 14 in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Children are tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So you got to watch that. Little play on words. People saying all kinds of words. Like you got to be the only person you could hear is them. They the last prophet left and all that. That's foolishness. That's what Elijah thought, that he was the only one left. God let him know, I got 7,000 having bowed the knee or kissed the image of Baal. So they know you the last one left, or you the last prophet, you the one in the end time and all that. That's foolishness to even think that. God don't need you and he don't need me. Because when he's through with me, I'm going to sleep. And he can raise up somebody else. His word is going to go forth. That's why Isaiah said, talking about the rain that cometh down and the snow from heaven, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. He says, so shall my word, the 55th chapter of Isaiah, that goeth forth out of my mouth. It keeps going forth. Shall not return unto me void. It's going to accomplish the thing that I send it and prosper and that which I please. So what is he going to do? He's going to have somebody to proclaim his word. Some man, some woman is going to preach his word. Some man, some woman is going to teach his word. Ain't no last one, and you the only one, and you the first one, and you the end time one. No, God's got somebody. He always has somebody who's going to do fulfill his will. So as we go on here, so it's up to us. You can't let nobody trick you out of your soul. So here, this foolishness that people are coming up with, so you can't be afraid. You got to be courageous. So it's a mystery. Why would a man want another man? That is a mystery. Why would a woman want another woman? You suppose God made us to desire the opposite sex. You put two animals together that's of the same sex, they'll be fighting. They don't, uh-uh. Horses and cows and different animals, they want to mate with the female. Chickens and ducks and whatever. I've seen them. In certain rural areas, animals are animals. Animals want to be with the opposite sex because God made it that way. They don't want to be with the same sex. So man is going crazy, and he's letting people water him down. So that's why we have to teach our children the truth in the home. So that's why the Bible lets us know about the woman is not to usurp authority over the man. He's talking about in the home. He's saying Adam was first form, then Eve. So the woman, Adam was not deceived, but Eve was deceived. So that's why she received the punishment that she did in childbearing. So but that's not going to stop you from being saved. We just got to do what God says. But God is a God of order. So you put it in them. So I'm glad they told us the truth. So even as we, as getting to be older adults, we didn't like the chastisement that was going on with us when we were younger. We have to admit and appreciate, thank God that they're chastening us because it was for our good. And it kept us out of jailhouses and prisons. I did prison ministry. The only reason why I went in prison, to do prison ministry. Never been locked up. Not saying I couldn't have been locked up falsely. Not saying I couldn't have been locked up for people going to jail for protesting and all that, or falsely accused. But you got to fight that too, if that did happen. But thank God, his word is right. So he goes on to say, we got to put on a new man, which is created in after God, created in righteousness and true holiness. Put away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. So, like people say, it's wrong to get angry. No, it ain't. He said, be angry and sin not. James says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. He says, the wrath of God don't work the righteousness of God. He said, the superfluity and naughtiness and all that. But what we have to do is receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. That's in the book of James. So that's what we have to do. So he said, be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So even in your marriage, you could say, I'm sorry. We got to have that kind of attitude. Just like I said, if you don't forgive from your heart, we read that about the talents and about the debtors in the Gospel of Matthew. And he was saying they're going to be delivered to the tormentors. If you from your heart, so is everyone. That you don't forgive from your heart, that's what's going to happen to you. So in other words, if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. So we can't hold things. So there's things that happen to hurt people and all that. You have to let that go. You have to forgive. And I see we have a caller here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Can I be heard?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't see you.
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I just happened to come across your program, and I'm wondering if not by luck I came across it. I was listening to a conversation in the Dunkin' Donuts the other day where I live, and it was more like a debate. It was a Christian and a Muslim, and I guess just a person of faith, and they were talking about Jesus being Lord, God, the whole bit. But something was said that kind of caught my interest, and I don't know a whole lot about Scripture, and I'm wondering if you can help me with it, but it made me think about it. The person said the problem with the church is they look to Jesus instead of looking to Mary. So the other person said, well, what do you mean by that? And they said that when Jesus was on the cross, he said, look to your mother. And he said that Mary represents the church or the community, not just the physical mother of Jesus. And that's what the people need to look to the community, because what will happen is the one who comes, who is to come to straighten things out, would come from the community again, just like Jesus came from Mary.
No, that don't have that. What he was just saying.
Kind of confusing?
He said, he just said, "Woman, behold thy son." When he died, and John, who was the writer who wrote St. John, took Jesus' mother in, his natural mother Mary, and ministered to her all the rest of her life during her earthly life. No, you got to look to Jesus. You got what that means is you look to His Word. That's not. That's good things in the community and all of that. A lot of people don't know what they're talking about. God's word is what we have to look to. His word is a lamp unto our feet. His word is a light unto our path. That's the whole point now, what I was saying earlier, as far as when it comes to morals, reason why the world is in the bad shape that they're in is because they're doing whatever comes to their mind. They're trying to, ain't no pray to Mary and all that. That's that. You don't worship Mary. You worship God. There's no looking to Mary. That's false.
Well, what I'm
doesn't represent no community.
That's where I was confused.
The Bible is truth when it's rightly divided. That in the context of what it was when he said, "Woman, behold thy son." When he was dying on the cross, like I said, John. When you read biblical history, John took in Jesus's mother and took care of her the rest of her life, her earthly life. Jesus came to be the sin offering of the world. He is the great God of glory, like I read in my intro, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, St. John, the first chapter, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Like the Bible says, the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He didn't come to destroy the law, but He came to fulfill the law. So, like I said, a lot of people are saying stuff that they don't know what they're talking about. Mary don't represent no community. The community is community. Ain't got nothing to do with Mary. Mary was there, you read in the second chapter of Acts, first chapter of Acts, she was there on the day of Pentecost when they received the Holy Ghost. She had to receive the Holy Ghost. She had to be born again like everybody else. So that's false, people saying that. So what we got to do is look to God's word and those morals and those principles, even that our fathers, our parents and all taught us. They taught us out of God's word. It's right. That's what's wrong now. People are just doing whatever they want and daring you and say, okay, you're judging me. Yeah, you know what to judge? The word of God is the judge. That's what people don't understand.
Well, thank you. I know my grandparents used to tell me that they used to call people what they call doomsday preachers, be out on the corner, and everybody had their opinion about Scripture, yet they were all Christians and stuff. So he always told me, be careful, watch out for what you call doomsday preachers.
The whole point being is that, like, the Bible is the truth when it's rightly divided, and this is why Apostle Paul, who wrote 14 epistles in the New Testament church, 2 Timothy 2 and 15, when he wrote to Timothy, his son in the gospel, he admonished him. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. And here's the key. He says, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible is the truth when it's rightly divided. A lot of people are saying stuff out of the scriptures. They haven't searched the scriptures. They haven't studied the scriptures. You can't tell somebody someone can't tell somebody about something that they don't have. That's like a poor man trying to tell a man how to be a millionaire. He don't know. It takes a millionaire to tell you how to be a millionaire. So, I mean, you can't tell somebody about something that you don't know about. So many people have opinions on God's word. They never got in God's word. They can't tell somebody about being born again if they've never been born again.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I can, just one more thing. Would you agree that humanity has more in common than division?
Have more in common than division?
Yeah, that the human being, the humanity,
oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah. So my point is on that. If that's being true, where does all this come up? I'm Christian. I'm Muslim. I'm Jew. I'm this. I'm that. Pentecostal. Where does all that come from?
Because that comes from false doctrine. Because okay. Jesus came and chose 12 men whom he called apostles. He gave them his word. You can read in the 17th chapter of St. John. When he prayed, that's the Lord's prayer. When he prayed his priestly prayer, and he gave them the word, and he was saying, I don't pray for them only, his priestly prayer. In the 17th chapter of St. John, he says, but I pray for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So the whole point is, we're built upon, and here in this book that I'm in right now, Book of Ephesians, we're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So people have, when you, the Old Testament in the book of the prophets and the law and the Psalms all point to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is in the New Testament church. Just like I made the quote before, he didn't come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. He didn't come to destroy the law, but he came to fulfill the law. And then another thing is folly. Just like I've said on my broadcast, like there's a group of people thinking that if they blow themselves up, they're going to go to paradise. If they blow themselves up, they're going to get 72 virgins. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's foolishness. You're not going to get nothing. The marriage is for this life. In the life to come, we're going to be neuter gender. So the Sadducees, they don't believe in resurrection. They don't believe in angels. They don't believe in spirits. But the Pharisees confess both. So that's why you got to be married. They were asked a question about a woman that had been married a number of times. The question was, whose wife is she going to be in the regeneration? Jesus let them know, neither. They shall be as angels. So in the life to come, you're going to be neuter gender. You're going to be neither male nor female in the life to come. So you see how people, so there's no such thing. Only one man came and died and got up from the grave on the third day morning with all power in his hands, and that is Jesus himself. Only one grave you can go to that the angel already done said. He is not here. He's risen as he said. Ain't nobody else got up. All of this other stuff like Allah and all that, that is a lie, all right. That is not God. That matter of fact, that's an insult to call God such a name. Because his name was, he was the almighty God back in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's days. And then he was Jehovah. And then now, after you leave the book of Isaiah, you never see the name Jehovah anymore in the Bible, but it's the same one God. So that's why great is the mystery of godliness. When we read, when we go off, God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in the glory. The subject is God. He was in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, which we call Christ. That body means it's the Christos. It's the anointed flesh of God. So a lot of people, you can't preach about what you don't have. So there's no such thing as the black man's God, the white man's God. God is the God of all flesh. That's what Jesus said during his earthly ministry. He says the spirit that quickeneth. The word quicken means to make alive. He said the flesh profiteth nothing. So it doesn't matter. That's why he said he's in the last day he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. So it don't matter if you're brown or you're yellow or you're white or you're Chinese. It doesn't matter. That's just your house that you're living in is your body. But he came to save our souls.
Well, one last question, and you may have other callers.
Yeah.
Now, with all the different people on, especially now on the blog talk, preaching about, you know, with their own ministries and your TJ Jakes and all these other people.
Yes.
How does a person like me? How do I know who's right and who's wrong?
Because you can read it in the scriptures. That's what I'm telling you right now. The apostolic doctrine, which those are the 12 men that the Lord chose, and the church began on the day of Pentecost. So like I say, just Jesus said, all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the prophets and in the Psalms and in the law of Moses concerning me. So they're saying what he said. So you read the Acts of the Apostles. You read one of the most learned men in the world. He sat at the feet of Gamaliel. They said he was, this man was an educated man. his degrees had degrees, but he said, I count it all dung, and you know what dung is, that I may win Christ. So he is the apostle to the Gentiles. So if you read in the Acts of the Apostles, you'll see how the church started. The church is the apostolic church. The church is started by those 12 men that Jesus talked about. And see, like I said, it's a lot of folly and foolishness that have come up where a group of people saying that a priest can't marry and all that. God never made that so. Moses was one of the mightiest men of God, and he had a wife. Adam had a wife. You can have a wife. Even Apostle Paul said, I got power to lead about a wife, a sister. So the church is the apostolic church, those that believe with the 12 men that the Lord chose. You can read about them in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But the fulfillment of that, you can read it in the Acts of the Apostles. That's the next book after the four Gospels. There's only one Gospel. There's four Gospel writers, but one Gospel. Yeah. So your answer will be, it's like I'm saying here, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. You see how they were born again. All you got to do is two things. John the Baptist preached repentance. Jesus preached the same message. But he said, repent and be baptized is Jesus' message. In the name of Jesus, for the remission of sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So this is what Peter preached. Peter was given the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So he preached the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why in the book of Luke, who was the writer of the Acts of the Apostles also, he says, thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So the message for them is the same message for us. This is why Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation for the Jew first and also to the Greek. So therein is the righteousness of God revealed, as written, talking about back in the book of Habakkuk, is written, the just shall live by faith. So the apostolic doctrine, apostolic preacher will baptize you in the name of Jesus. Some of these people, they're Trinitarians, like maybe some of the ones that you mentioned, they don't believe in the oneness. And that's the key. You got to believe that there is one God. He showed himself in many infallible proofs. But the key is there's only one God. So the apostolic doctrine, get an apostolic preacher to baptize you in the name of Jesus. You find one, you'll know, because the devil himself don't want you to have that. And he's not happy that you stumbled across this broadcast on the day, which is called Truth Ministry. So I only been saved since 1976. So I'm searching the scriptures, and I got it, just like the Bible says, and I'm not scared to put it out there. So I thank God for you, for your listening in, for your calling in, and I'm just about out of time for today, too. So I'm going to be getting ready to go off the air. So call back sometimes and listen in on next Wednesday.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Bless you. You're welcome. So with that being said, our time is just about up for today. So we thank God for his word. Thank God that there are hungry souls out there that are looking for a blessing from the word of the Lord. So we thank God for his word on today, and we'll pick back up on next week. So we thank you for listening to Truth Ministry. I hope this word has been a blessing. You can email us at truthministry5525@att.net. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up